Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Hansen is the host of a couple of shows on WGN Radio weekends starting this month. Hey, John, how are you?
John, how are you doing? Happy Monday.
Good. Was that Legally Speaking that I was listening to you on Saturday or Sunday?
That was Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association.
Okay, so you were talking about this business that on our taxes this year, if we have had somebody Venmo us or somehow use one of those transfer apps to give me money over like $600, that's going to be a taxable event. A 1099 is going to be issued, something like that, right?
So here's the thing, is there's a lot of confusion about this. So a lot of people use Venmo and these other apps just between friends. And the example I use is I golf every couple of weeks with the same group, and the one guy likes to buy all the tee times on his credit card because he gets the miles. Okay, fine. So we all Venmo him. And over time, over a long summer of golfing, that's over $600. So I wanted to know, is it going to be taxed, or even am I going to get a 1099? And all the articles that you read about this say, no. The IRS is not going after anything but goods and services, like your babysitter. If you pay your babysitter, they were always supposed to report it, even if you were paying via Venmo. But now the IRS is going to be asking these companies for a 1099. And I got an all caps email from Stephen Lakey, telling me that the media is wrong on how they're reporting this and that there's more nuance to it.
Okay, but in the case of you giving the money to the guy, he's the one that should be getting the, he's the one that right. would suddenly have an infusion of tax. He's the one that would, in theory, be paying taxes on that, right?
Right, but again,
but he shouldn't because that's not income.
Stephen will explain this. Right, and Stephen will explain this better. In theory, right, there is no, it's not income. You shouldn't have to pay a tax on it. But Stephen's point, and I'm sure he'll make it more eloquently, or more loudly at least, is that the mechanisms in which you wouldn't have to pay, there aren't, look, the IRS is going to ask Venmo and PayPal for anything over $600. They're not going to be sorting out whether it was a good or a service. They're going to just send it all to the IRS. The IRS is going to send you, expect that a 1099 is going to be sent to you if it's over $600, no matter what. It's all automated now. So
right.
there's not going to be a human being sorting through goods or services. So even if you don't have to pay a tax on it, the problem is it might come down to some sort of transactional audit that you're going to have to rectify with the IRS. So at the very least, it could just be a headache. But still, a headache with the IRS is not one you want.
Okay, so now let's bring Stephen Lakey, because you and I are on the same team. That's kind of what I thought. But I still have a question about this, which you're starting to allude to. Hey, Stephen, all caps, how are you?
Good morning. I will make it louder, John, so thank you so much.
That's your new nickname, Stephen, all caps, Lakey. That's what we're going to call you. ChicagoTaxTeam.com. You hear him frequently on WGN radio shows answering questions like this. But in the case of John giving money to his friend for golf, that's not income. I think in a lot of the times, like if you're running a small business and you're doing a lot of transfers that way, it is income. If you're an independent contractor, like a babysitter who's never reported the money, and I think that's why we're even having this conversation, then okay, that's income. But for many of us, it's not income. It's just a transfer. So what? How does the IRS or anybody else know which is which?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? How do they know? The answer is they don't know. And the whole purpose of this law is to get, because they think that third-party reporting has shown to increase voluntary tax compliance. And so they're trying to make sure that everybody knows that it's going to be reported, so they report it. But if you can simply just say, you know, this was for a friend and family, because some of these apps have a friend or family distinction. So you can say, oh, this is a friend and family, and so it's not going to be taxable, or it's not a taxable event. If you could simply do that to avoid it, well, that's what everybody would do, because they're already trying to avoid it, right? And so the question's going to be, how will the IRS know the difference between a goods and services transaction and a transfer between you and John and his friend for golf? The answer is they can't know. The only way they're going to know is if they ask you. That's the only way they're going to know.
Does that mean you were audited? Or, I mean, how do they ask you? They don't call you. Do you get an automated email?
No, what happens is you'll get what they call a correspondence audit. It depends. Now, what will happen is if you get a 1099-K in the mail next year about this time and you include it on your tax return and then show why that's not taxable income, well, then you won't get audited. But you'll have to take – you'll have to account for it. Right, you can't just ignore it. And that's what a lot of people will do, is that they'll ignore it. And then once they ignore it, the IRS has a copy of that 1099, and then they do what they call a correspondence audit, which is, you know, because it's all electronic. So they know that they got a 1099-K from this third-party reporting, and it reported that you had some money, and you didn't put it on your tax return. So they're going to say, well, here's what you said. This is what we found. Tell us why it's wrong. And then a lot of people will ignore it, and they'll get taxed on it.
I was thinking, John, you said something about how this is going to change sports betting, right?
I think fantasy football leagues. That was a texter, and what a great point, because, and Stephen can identify this, a lot of people are in big leagues where they're going to get paid $1,200, $1,300, maybe $2,000 for winning their league. That's income, right? And maybe that was just between family and friends, but now with the automatic reporting by PayPal or Venmo, if they get paid via those outlets, even correct me if I'm wrong, but that's income, right?
That would be income. That's, you know, from whatever source derived. That's what the law says.
And of the millions of people that have done that, received over $600 from their league, what percentage, John, you go first, of people do you think have reported that as income?
Well, I'm the one that does every year, so we'll say 10%.
Do you really? You can claim the fifth if you want. I'm going to guess it's close to.
I don't play fantasy leagues.
It's a single digit. I don't think people report that as income. And, Stephen, isn't that what this is all about? Maybe not fantasy football leagues, but all of the underground economies that exist that we all know about, people that are getting paid in cash or getting Venmo'd, and you know they like that because they don't report it, and everybody seems to be comfortable with it. And that's, is that what this is all about?
Exactly, because they need to increase tax revenue. That's part of their budget. And part of the, so that's why this was in the bill, to offset some of the costs. And the only way they can offset some of the costs is to raise more revenue. And that's what this is about. It's about raising revenue. And it's just the way it's just
okay.
This has been going on for some years now.
But that's a conversation I don't have time for now. We got to wrap this up.
No,
I think that you should pay your taxes. I don't care for some of you if you don't. I mean, you're not making a lot of money anyway. God bless you for doing what you're doing, but I guess everybody should be paying their fair share, right?
Exactly. I agree with that 100%. You have to pay your taxes. But the problem is the people that aren't going to be taxed, and this isn't taxed, that it's going to, it puts more reporting and more burden on your shoulders. It makes your tax return more difficult. That's all.
Okay, Stephen Allcaps Leahy, we'll be listening for more conversation from you between now and, well, forever, I guess. Thanks for your help today.
Thank you, John. I love Ray Kaplan.
Yeah, she's good at what she does.
David Hochberg gives me a dollar if I mention his name.
Okay, just report it then. Thank you, John Hanson.
Thank you. I will report it.
All right.